This episode is brought to you by IVP. For centuries, discussions of early Christianity have focused on male leaders in the church. In his book, Tell Her Story, Vinjay Gupta explores the ample evidence in the New Testament of women being actively involved in ministry and serving as respected leaders. Gupta calls us to bring these women out of the shadows by shining light on their many inspiring contributions to the planting, growth, and health of the first Christian churches. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Leviticus chapter 18. Exhortation to obedience in life. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you have been living. And you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, into which I am about to bring you. You must not walk in their statutes. You must observe my regulations, and you must be sure to walk in my statutes. I am the Lord your God, so you must keep my statutes and my regulations. Anyone who does so will live by keeping them. I am the Lord." Laws of sexual relations. No man is to approach any close relative to have sexual relations with her. I am the Lord. You must not expose your father's nakedness by having sexual relations with your mother. She is your mother. You must not have sexual relations with her. You must not have sexual relations with your father's wife. She is your father's nakedness. You must not have sexual relations with your sister, whether she is your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether she is born in the same household or born outside it. You must not have sexual relations with either of them. You must not expose the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter by having sexual relations with them, because they are your own nakedness. You must not have sexual relations with the daughter of your father's wife, born of your father. She is your sister. You must not have sexual relations with her. You must not have sexual relations with your father's sister. She is your father's flesh. You must not have sexual relations with your mother's sister, because she is your mother's flesh. You must not expose the nakedness of your father's brother. You must not approach his wife to have marital relations with her. She is your aunt. You must not have sexual relations with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You must not have sexual relations with her. You must not have sexual relations with your brother's wife. She is your brother's nakedness. You must not have sexual relations with both a woman and her daughter. You must not take as wife either her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to have sexual relations with them. They are closely related to her. It is lewdness. You must not take a woman in marriage and then marry her sister as a rival wife while she is still alive to have sexual relations with her. You must not approach a woman in her menstrual impurity to have sexual relations with her. You must not have sexual relations with the wife of your fellow citizen to become unclean with her. You must not give any of your children as an offering to Molech, so that you do not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You must not have sexual relations with a male, as one has sexual relations with a woman. It is a detestable act. You must not have sexual relations with any animal to become defiled with it. And a woman must not stand before an animal to have sexual relations with it. It is a perversion. Warning against the abominations of the nations. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for the nations that I am about to drive out before you have been defiled with all these things. Therefore the land has become unclean, and I have brought the punishment for its iniquity upon it, so that the land has vomited out its inhabitants. You yourselves must obey my statutes and my regulations, and must not do any of these abominations, both the native citizen and the resident foreigner in your midst. For the people who were in the land before you have done all these abominations, and the land has become unclean. So do not make the land vomit you out because you defile it, just as it has vomited out the nations that were before you. For if anyone does any of these abominations, the person who does them will be cut off in the midst of the people. You must obey my charge not to practice any of the abominable statutes that have been done before you, so that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 through 23. Disposition of a criminal's remains. If a person commits a sin punishable by death and is executed, and you hang the corpse on a tree, his body must not remain all night on the tree. Instead, you must make certain you bury him that same day, for the one who is left exposed on a tree is cursed by God. You must not defile your land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Numbers chapter 28. Daily offerings. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Command the Israelites, with regard to my offering, be sure to offer my food for my offering made by fire as a pleasing aroma to me at its appointed time. You will say this to them, 'This is the offering made by fire that you must offer to the Lord, two unblemished lambs, 1 year old, each day for a continual burnt offering. The first lamb you must offer in the morning, and the second lamb you must offer in the late afternoon, with 1/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour as a grain offering mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed olive oil. It is a continual burnt offering that was instituted on Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And its drink offering must be 1/4 of a hin for each lamb. You must pour out the strong drink as a drink offering to the Lord in the holy place. And a second lamb you must offer in the late afternoon. Just as you offered the grain offering and drink offering in the morning, you must offer it as an offering made by fire, as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Weekly offerings. On the Sabbath day, you must offer 2 unblemished lambs, 1 year old, and 2/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour as a grain offering, mixed with olive oil along with its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. Monthly offerings. On the first day of each month, you must offer as a burnt offering to the Lord 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 unblemished lambs, 1 year old, with 3/10 of an ephah. A finely ground flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for each bull, and 2/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for the ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. For their drink offerings include 1/2 a hin of wine with each bull, 1/3 of a hin for the ram, 1/4 of a hin for each lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year. A 1 male goat must be offered to the Lord as a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. The Passover. On the 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover, and on the 15th day of this month is the festival. For 7 days, bread made without yeast must be eaten, and on the first day there is to be a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work on it. But you must offer to the Lord an offering made by fire, a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs, 1 year old. They must all be unblemished. And their grain offering is to be a finely ground flour mixed with olive oil. For each bull, you must offer 3/10 of an ephah and 2/10 for the ram. For each of the 7 lambs, you are to offer 1/10 of an ephah, as well as 1 goat for a purification offering to make atonement for you. You must offer these in addition to the burnt offering in the morning, that is for a continual burnt offering. In this manner, you must offer daily throughout the 7 days the food of the sacrifice made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It is to be offered in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a holy assembly. You must do no regular work. First fruits. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord during your Feast of Weeks, you are to have a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work, but you must offer as the burnt offering, as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 lambs, 1 year old, with their grain offering of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil, 0.3 ephah. For each bull, 0.2 for the 1 ram, with 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, as well as 1 male goat to make an atonement for you. You are to offer them with their drink offerings in addition to the continual burnt offering and its grain offering. They must be unblemished. New Testament reading, Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. Justification by law or by faith? You foolish Galatians, who has cast a spell on you? Before your eyes, Jesus Christ was vividly portrayed as crucified. The only thing I want to learn from you is this. Did you receive the Spirit by doing the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? Although you began with the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by human effort? Have you suffered so many things for nothing? If indeed it was for nothing, does God then give you the Spirit and work miracles among you by your doing the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? Just as Abraham believed and it was credited to him as righteousness, so then understand that those who believe are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith proclaimed the gospel to Abraham ahead of time, saying, "All the nations will be blessed in you." So then, those who believe are blessed along with Abraham, the believer. For all who rely on doing the works of the law are under a curse, because it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not keep on doing everything written in the book of the law." Now it is clear no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous one will live by faith. But the law is not based on faith, but the one who does the works of the law will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham would come to the Gentiles, so that we could receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly before God's throne of grace. God, I thank you. Thank you for your word, O God. Thank you, O God, that it is by grace through faith that we are saved, O Lord. Not a matter of our works, O Lord God. But faith, O God, without works is dead, O Lord God. The manifestation of our faith is made evident by the works and the things that we do, O Lord God. Not to earn righteousness, O Lord God. Not to earn your approval, O God. But to show forth as evidence that we are truly yours, that we truly do believe, O Lord God. We will produce fruit that is in keeping with repentance, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the ways that you instruct us, O Lord God, about what to do with our bodies, because our lives do not belong to us, O God. We are crucified with Christ, O God, and you are the one who created us. So you get to tell us who to have sexual relations with and who not to have sexual relations with. You tell us what to do with our bodies and what not to do with our bodies, O God. You are our Lord. You are our King, O God. It is obedience is the way of life, O Lord God. Would you help us to obey you, O Lord God, in both body and soul, not just by lip service, but by what we do, by how we act, by how we treat others, O Lord God? Would you help us to know, O Lord God, just as Galatians explicates, O God, that it was by righteousness that Abraham's faith, O Lord God, he was justified by faith, O Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for that, Lord God. And I thank you, O God, that because of our faith in you, O Lord God, we get to be sons of God. And why sons? Because it is sons, at least in the ancient Near East, O Lord God. The inheritance was given, O God, to sons, O Lord God. I thank you that in the body of Christ, O Lord God, we are all given an inheritance. And our inheritance is Jesus Christ. We are co-heirs with Christ. Thank you, my Lord, for your grace. Thank you, my Lord, for choosing us. Thank you, my Lord, for drawing us. God, and I pray you would draw those, O Lord God, who are not yet in you, O God. Would you give them a revelation of who Jesus Christ is, and that they would find the gospel to be the beautiful, irresistible good news, O Lord God, that they, O God, would too confess that they believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.